Good morning. It is Friday and this is my 28th audio boot. My goodness, the numbers are just clicking along. Weather report, not sunny but not rainy either, which is good because it means work can continue on the roof. A quick follow-up on yesterday's thoughts about how if you feel you're grinding to a halt with what you need to get done. If you reduce the things you want to get done, you will paradoxically get more done. And I'd like to report that yesterday was my most productive day of the week while lowering my expectations. Don't quite know how that works, but just seems to, like magic. So today I have been watching my next door neighbour, Mr. Nest Building Dove, and I just wanted to pass on a few things that I have been learning from him. And the first is, if you find the right source for your work, just keep focused on that direction and don't look around just in case there might be another better one. Mr. Dove has spotted that the tree right next to my studio is perfect for nest building purposes because it's got a lot of twiggy branches where the leaves have already fallen off. So he has just been picking this poor little tree dry or empty or bare or whatever the word is of twigs. Persistently, I've seen him pick the odd twig from another place, but really he just focuses on this one tree. And secondly, his timekeeping. He starts very early in the morning, usually probably before I'm even up at the studio, and he keeps going at a fair old pace until 12 or 1, and then he stops. Not another little bit of twig gathering have I spotted in the afternoon. Thirdly, he does rest if he feels he needs it. Mostly he flies backwards and forwards from the nest to the tree, but every so often he will take a detour to the nearest chimney top, sit there for a little while and then carry on to the tree. So he also knows if he's getting a bit tired at this hard working pace, he will rest for a little bit so that he can keep going for longer. And finally, if the weather or the circumstances are not appropriate to work, there goes the pinger. If the circumstances are not appropriate to the work at hand, then just don't do it. Yesterday, it rained all day and Mr. Dove was nowhere to be seen. He clearly knew that this kind of weather wasn't going to get his nest built in any particular style, so he just declared the day off. Who knew that doves do this as well? Anyway, I just thought it was quite remarkable how he's obviously programmed to know exactly what to do, which makes me think that we must also be programmed to know exactly what to do, but somehow we've lost the confidence to believe in it, or there are so many external influences telling us, no, no, it's this way, it's that way, that we have lost our trust in our inner radar. Anyway, with that thought, I will stop for today. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Thank you for listening in and hope you come back again on Monday. Bye-bye.